Joining us right now, we're going to talk to Jeff Johnson. He's one of the authors, one of the designers of an exciting, cool book that I happened to see recently called MN Invents, talking about all the different inventions that have been created here in our state of Minnesota. So, Jeff, thank you for giving me some of your time. I'm anxious to talk to you today.
Oh, thank you so much for your time, Jim. This is a real honor.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about MN Invents. You know, obviously a lot of great things have come from our state of Minnesota, so talk a little bit about where you guys came up with the idea that this is a book that you wanted to work on and put together.
Yeah, it's the secret history of Minnesota invention, Jim, and it really is a big love letter from myself and the other eight designers here at Replace for all the great invention that comes out of Minnesota, most of which people don't really know about. And we work in the inventive entrepreneurial sector in a lot of our clients as designers, and it was kind of a secret history we knew about, and we just wanted to share it with the world, and it's just been one great experience for us making this book happen.
I'm curious, did you have to kind of whittle it down and pick and choose? I mean, there are so many inventions here. You couldn't have possibly put them all in the book, right?
Oh, no, it was a very hard process. In fact, this is the first volume of three that we've committed to for the next 2 years. But frankly, Jim, we could do 100 books just on various forms of tape invented in Minnesota. We could do 100 books on various forms of medical devices made in Minnesota. But we picked our favorite 24 for the first volume, and they included things like the first supercomputer, the first stored data computer, the UNIVAC, the handled grocery bag, which was invented in St. Paul, the retractable seat belt that everybody uses every day in their car, and nobody would know that was invented by Crash Ryan here in Minnesota. So we picked our favorites, and we put those in the first volume.
So you have 24 Minnesota inventions that are in this first volume then, right?
That's correct, Jim. That's correct. And it was hard to whittle them down, but we sort of picked the ones that spoke to us. You know, obviously, I've got two little boys who are 11 years old and 12 years old, so the fact that Nerf was invented here was a big deal for them, so putting that inside here meant a lot. The first deep-sea submarine was invented in Minnesota. That's the submarine that discovered the Titanic. How that was invented in the most landlocked part of the world is a great story. That had to get in there. Spam, of course, I just love spam, so that had to be in there. But also some surprising things like, you know, autopilot for airplanes, the bundt cake pan, scotch tape, Post-it notes, the first indoor shopping mall, the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
We picked our favorites and put them in.
Yeah, let's kind of talk a little bit about some of these without giving too much away. People want to read the book, of course. But the pop-up toaster came from Minnesota?
You bet. Stillwater, Minnesota. It was just a machinist who got tired of burnt toast. First versions of toasters were just static. You just had to, like, guess when the toast was done. There was a machinist up in Stillwater who decided, I can figure this out, and he figured out a timer and a spring mechanism. And that's how the first pop-up toaster was invented. And I think everybody who has had toast this morning would have no idea that the first pop-up toaster was invented in Minnesota.
I had no idea.
It is, and it goes on and on and on. Like, the list of invention is so great.
Yeah.
That it's we would say it's incredibly disproportionate to a very rural state, a very low population state compared to other states in the country. But the level of innovation that continues to come from Minnesota is crushing. And like good Minnesotans, they talk about, like, the most aggressive Minnesotan is someone who looks at someone else's shoes as opposed to their shoes in conversation. I think we all suffer from, like, this, we don't toot our own horn. So yeah. This is me just tooting the horn of this amazing state that produces a lot of amazing stuff that has changed the globe, that has changed the globe for the better. And that's something we shall be proud of.
Yeah, you tell us Nerf balls. Nerf, the company Nerf was invented in Minnesota.
Yeah, Rain Geyer, just this amazing inventor who also invented Twister, and he's in the Inventor Hall of Fame. He's still around. He's still in St. Paul, and I'm imagining his office is just filled with all these inventions that never happened. But yeah, he invented Nerf.
Yeah,
it was originally designed as a game that was safe for the kids and the elderly because it was a big softball you could play indoors. And if you unpack that, in Minnesota, obviously, it's cold here 6 months out of the year. So it was a way to play a ball sport inside during the winter months. And the fact that it happened here is amazing. And it has made this just amazing enterprise for millions of children.
Tell me about bundt pans and bundt cakes. I'm picturing a little old lady in some farmhouse somewhere in Minnesota inventing this. Am I right or am I wrong?
It was the Nordic Wear company in beautiful Minneapolis, and it was a takeoff on a traditional sort of volcanic cake idea, a European Bundtkuchen or Bundtkuchen, shortened to Bund, and it was the idea of making a center kind of area for heat that distributed heat more evenly around the cake, and it makes that awesome tasting Bundt cake that we all love so much. But yeah, that was made by the Nordic Wear family right here in Minneapolis.
Tell me about.
I think the statistics on that, Jim. There's a Bundt cake pan in 1 in 3 houses in America.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't own a Bundt. Maybe I do. I can't remember. I can't remember the last time I used a Bundt pan, but I'm not a big baker, so maybe I don't. Let's talk about.
I think I'm going to be sending one in the mail, Jim, because that's a crime.
I know. I'm not a true Minnesotan unless I own a Bundt pan, right? Let's talk about open heart surgery. Minnesota is the state that came up with it.
Yeah, open heart surgeries happen. You know, were tried all over the world. But Minnesota was a real innovator in the technologies that made successful open heart surgeries, as in addition to organ transplant. So all paths to open heart surgery, organ transplant, eventually come back to Minnesota, and that's the University of Minnesota. They invented all the technologies for making successful operations. There's a long list of characters, most specifically Christian Barnard, who's the doctor behind the very first heart transplant in 1967. He was one of the innovators, as was Dr. William Kelly and Richard Lillehei. They performed the first kidney and pancreas transplant. So open heart surgery, heart transplants, organ transplants, all that technology just lives in Minnesota, and we're just very lucky. If you get sick, man, this is a great state to get sick in.
Yeah.
You have a lot of options for health here.
Well, Jeff, I would love to just go down the list and talk to you about every single one of the 24 inventions that are in your book, but I'll read the book instead and get all the information from there. How can I get my hands on a copy of MN Invents?
Oh, very easy. Just go to mninvents.com. That's mninvents.com, mninvents.com. And we have an ordering system there, and we have discounts for large orders if you want to buy them for classrooms or for larger groups.
Okay. How long have you had this book available? How long has it been? Not that long, right?
1 month. Okay. we've been designing these. The project started with my kids. I started designing posters for their classrooms just to energize their science rooms. And then I was a scout leader for 4 years, and I would lead my scouts through the Stone Arch Bridge in Minneapolis and just point out where all these cool things were invented. And then eventually it just became a book. So we just launched the book a month ago, and the response has been crushingly positive. Just heartening to see people love the book so much and buy it and enjoy it and talk about it. So I'm excited to do 100 more books in my life.
Yeah, no kidding. So this is the first of 3 in the series. Are you already working on the second one?
Yep, second and third. So we've got our next 24 chosen for book number 2, and I won't reveal what those are yet, but they're pretty cool. And then we've got 24 for the third one picked out as well.
All right, very good. Well, I look forward to talking to you about the second volume and the third volume when they're ready to be talked about, Jeff. So I look forward to talking to you again.
Jim, thank you so much for the time, and have a great day in St. Cloud. You're just the best. Appreciate it.
All right, Jeff Johnson, one of the authors and designers of the book, MN Invents, talking to us today here on WJON.